The auto parts suppliers are just one group among many who are lined up outside the Treasury, figuratively, hoping for some assistance. Inside the Treasury, a small group is meeting behind closed doors, we think literally, to rewrite the rules of how the government might save the banking system. NPR's Adam Davidson is eagerly awaiting an announcement from Treasury about their plans, and he joins us now from New York. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Robert.
What are we talking about? What is this group at Treasury thinking of doing?
Well, the simple answer is they're deciding how to spend the rest of that TARP money, the money that Congress gave the Treasury Department a few months ago, the $700 billion. There's still $300 billion and change left to spend, and they're figuring out how to spend it. But what little that has leaked out of that closed-door meeting tells us that the way they spend that money could fundamentally change our banking system. It could make some banks go out of business effectively, other banks get much stronger. It's a big change, even given all the big changes we've seen recently.
You speak about what little has leaked out. I mean, this is intended to be, and I gather is, a fairly opaque process.
Yeah. I mean, the fiscal stimulus, which we've heard so much about, that's very public. Treasury has a problem. Any rumor that comes out as they're trying to decide what to do can send the stock market hurtling one way or hurtling the other. It can create panic throughout the investment community at a time that they're trying to do the opposite, create calm and stability. And so, you know, frustratingly, I have to say, they are doing much of this in secret. We're not hearing the debate. We're not hearing the struggle to come to a solution.
But some ideas have leaked out. And one of them is that it might be time to try something different, that the idea simply of giving the banks money in exchange for stock has not done the trick.
Right. We've heard a lot about this bad bank idea. You've probably heard this phrase several times over the last few weeks. From what we can tell, that seems to be less and less popular in the administration. That on Saturday we heard it was very popular, and each day this week I've heard it's a little less popular.
This fading idea, we should say, of the bad bank, which I think of as the Yucca Mountain of securities, would be some institution whose job would be to gather all of the so-called toxic assets the banks are holding and put it in one place.
Exactly. I mean, I think Yucca Mountain's a very good example. The government will say, we'll take the toxic waste out of these bank balance sheets so that the banks will be able to go on and be normal functioning banks that make loans and do all the things banks are supposed to do. And if you price it right, in theory, the government could actually make money. If you price it wrong, the government could lose a tremendous amount of money. There's a new idea that a lot of people are talking about, the government creating a new kind of insurance, more aggressive than FDIC, that would have sort of the same effect. It would protect banks from catastrophic loss without the government having to actually buy those assets.
Adam, let's go back to basics here. Why is the government so intent on protecting these banks from the consequences of their own, as it turns out, rather imprudent investment decisions over the past couple of years?
This is absolutely maddening. I think it's safe to say it's maddening to President Obama and Treasury Secretary Geithner and Chairman of the Fed Ben Bernanke and everyone in the media and many citizens. Why are we bailing out the very people who got us into this crisis? The answer is pretty simple. It is the view of the Obama administration, much as the Bush administration, much as I should say every economist just about that I've talked to, that letting the banking system as a whole collapse would turn this recession into a far more catastrophic event. That being said, some people say there are ways of structuring a solution that would punish the managers and shareholders of the banks that got us into this mess without propping them up. Other solutions do prop them up and help the very people who caused this problem.
Thank you, Adam.
Thank you, Robert.
That's Adam Davidson, and you can read and hear more about the banks and the rest of the economic crisis on our Planet Money podcast and blog, which are at npr.org/money.